Hi, greetings, and thank you for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Our website is www.crystaltemple.org, and our phone number here is 503-249-0303. I am Amanda Jones, and I will be your host for the day. And I wanted to say that, first off, very first thing we want to do today is we are going to be taking phone calls throughout the broadcast today. I have a guest here, Lorraine is her name, and she agreed to do readings. So if you have any questions throughout the broadcast, please visit the bbsradio.com website and get that call-in number, because I'd love to take your questions. So I just wanted to recap last week real quick about what was going on. It's been so busy getting ready and moving things around. We had our Reiki circle last week. We did the activation with the fairies, and the entire place was just full of these elemental beings and these fairies flying all over the place. They were so rascally. People lost their keys. It took like an hour to get everybody out of the space because like they could find one shoe but couldn't find the other. It was really crazy. It was so much fun, though. And we had a potluck, and we taught the sacred geometry and ceremonial magic classes on Saturday. And then Sunday, we spent the day out in the front planting a medicine wheel out in the front of the building. And it's so beautiful. We had been growing, like, rosemary and mint and sage and lavender, and so Sunday we pulled up all the little baby plants and put them out in the medicine wheel, and we have everything ready for the stones, which seems sort of weird. Usually put the stones in first, but we wanted to do something special. And so if you ever get a chance to come to the temple, bring a big stone from your yard or from your garden, and we would love to add that to our medicine wheel here. And that way this temple can really be fueled by the community and held, you know, that foundation by the community of people. So if you're traveling, you know, and you decide to come to Portland and hang out at the temple, bring a stone or a rock or something you find cool from your house, and we'll definitely add that. And then Sunday night, Carl Starkweather did a lecture on the hidden laws of change, and it was so exciting. He was talking for like an hour and a half. It was awesome. And so we decided that he's going to have to come back and do another lecture on that subject. So we'll definitely be having him back soon. So without further ado, I wanted to introduce Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Amanda. It's wonderful to be here, and it's great to be on the air. I'm really excited that Oregon and Portland in particular is such a beautiful place.
I took Lorraine out the last couple of days, and we tooled around Portland, and I showed her all sorts of secret hiding places in Portland where all the cool, cool beings live. So what do you think about all of that?
Oh, I just really enjoyed connecting with all the elemental beings that live in the city, which is so unusual and so incredibly magic. So it was a great trip, and I was very happy to meet Portlandia. Patron goddess.
That's right. So if you come to Portland, definitely let me know. I'll tell you where Portlandia is. She's beautiful and she's huge and she'd love to meet you. So, Lorraine, introduce yourself to our listeners. Let them know where you're from and a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Lorraine Henridge and I am from Jersey, New Jersey. I've lived there all my life, but I've had a great opportunity to work with the Mystery School, Rocky Mountain Mystery School, and I am currently traveling everywhere, exploring new places, and having the great opportunity to teach while I do that. And, of course, it's not really teaching, but just helping people to remember that empowerment they have within themselves. So I do a lot of that on many different topics, including the magic of the moon and moon ceremonies. So the past few months, I've been pretty focused on that. A couple months ago, I was out in the lovely Ireland doing a moon ceremony there. And last month, I was under a crystal pyramid doing a full moon ceremony. And now I'm at the Crystal Temple doing another full moon ceremony. So it's just wonderful. I've been fueled by the moon rays all over the world.
How awesome. Well, tell them a little bit about your trip to Ireland, because I thought that you emailed me and it was just unbelievable what you had to share.
Well, you know, it was really interesting when I went out there because I had plans of going to Glastonbury, and those of you who have been out that way know that Glastonbury from Ireland is really a full-day trip. Because I was teaching, there really wasn't much time. So instead, I wound up going to the home of St. Bridget, which is in Kildare. Of course, we know that Bridget, before she was a saint, she was a goddess. And she was also the midwife to Jesus the Christ. And she was a patron goddess of poetry and the arts and magic of all types, in particular love. And so I had a great opportunity to go out to Kildare and go to one of her sacred wells. And it was there that I was blessed to feel her energy, which is just a flaming torch of light for Ireland. It's incredible. And there is actually mystery school teachings going out in Ireland. And so Martina Coogan was with me. And together we took a journey from one well in Kildare all the way to the central heart of Ireland, which is Mullingar. And we were right in the center of the green, and we discovered another well of Bridget. And it was there that I actually did the full moon ceremony. We had goddesses present everywhere, and we did abundance. We did work with abundance, and we also did a lot of work with bringing that love out to all places. And in between that time, I had the great opportunity to meet the priestesses of Bridget, who are, of course, nuns now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kept that fire of Bridget burning for 15 years. Well, prior to that, it was burning back before Christ. And they did a special ceremony with us, and it was quite a sacred and magical and joyful day. So,
cool.
Yeah, very transformational.
That sounds so awesome. And you're here tonight. You're doing full moon magic here tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell a little bit about what you're doing, because I'm so excited. It starts at 7 o'clock. Anybody who wants to come, $20 donation, or bring something for the group, like potlucky or crafty dish. But anyway, yes, Miss Lorraine, please tell me a little bit about the fun, exciting moon magic we have in store for us.
I would love to. This is a continuation of the work that's been done over the past 3 months. Those of you who follow the moon, Wesak, or Buddha's birthday, was last month, and this is one of the most important moons of the entire year. So the moons in Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, when the sun is in Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, that is when the moon is communicating all kinds of rays of light that can shift not only each of us individually, but the planet collectively. So Aries allows us alignment with the higher self, so we experience that energy in March. And April, and then May, the Taurus energy allows us to really ground that in a really sensual and beautiful way, but at the same time get past things that keep us from being in our full power. So it's a really good time for transformation, a great time to plant seeds of things that you wish to manifest and really start making them happen in your life. And this moon is the final moon, and this is where all the light of Buddha and Jesus the Christ comes down as an energy form, regardless of what religion or what path you walk. It's just that light coming down into our third eye and into our heart, and allowing each one of us will have the opportunity to bring that moonlight down and flow it out to our circles of friends and family and community, and then out to the world. And it's the perfect time to light this world up with the most powerful force of all, which is truly, truly love. And using that fuel, that moon fuel, we're also given the opportunity to take those seeds we planted in the spring and manifest them into a physical reality. So we're going to work on physically making our dreams reality, and at the same time letting go of all the obstacles that may come up when we're trying to make something happen. So there's a lot that we're going to be doing. We're going to work with music and sound and ceremony and light and color, and all the elementals will be present, because, by the way, this moon comes very close to Midsummer Night's Day, which is actually coming up on Saturday. So this is a great time to take the solar rays and use them to completely shift the way we present ourselves out into the world, so it's more aligned with what we really want in our life. And not only that, but it's a great time to connect with the fairies, the elves, the gnomes, the trolls, all the elementals. This is when the veils are at their very thinnest, so you can actually communicate with these beings, even if you've never done so before. It's a very magical time, and really, we will not have this opportunity till next year.
Wow. So, you know, I know a lot of the people that are listening are really interested in 2012, and what I keep getting in my mind is this is a very, very important moon to start building that energy, because 2012 isn't that far away.
Oh, by the way, this is I'm glad you brought this up, Amanda, because we are at the end of a 26,000-year cycle. So the great experiment of Earth is coming to a whole other chapter. Some say it's the end, but really, it's the end of times as we know them to be. We now have the opportunity to step into Shambhala, which is a new society based on unity. Unification with all the races, cultures, and beings who live on this earth, and aligning ourselves with the earth and really having a relationship based on truth, love, and integrity. And so this is also the moon that is supposed to allow us the greatest contact with Shambhala and all the masters of light who work with Shambhala, which is a new society based on unity. So we can literally take the moon and the sun and pull that energy down to begin creating that Shambhala tribal community
mm-hmm.
here on this earth beginning tonight.
Wow, that's so amazing. We're talking today with Lorraine Henrich from New Jersey here on Crystal Temple Presents. I'm Amanda Jones. Lorraine has sort of, I shotgunned her. She said she would do readings for anybody that called in. So if you're interested to get a quick reading from Lorraine, please use the call-in numbers on the bbsradio.com website. Crystal Temple website is crystaltemple.org. And by the way, Lorraine, you are an amazing channel, and you are a channel for Queen Mab. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And she is the Queen of the Fairies.
The Queen of the Fairies, yes. You are a fairy, so it doesn't surprise me. And you're going to be here doing a public channeling of Queen Mab in August, right?
That's right. And I'm really looking forward to that, because it seems to me as though you have many fairies that inhabit this beautiful land.
Yeah, I think it's Saturday night, August 10th, 9th? I don't remember.
Oh, I think it's the 9th, but I'm not sure. I'm a fairy, you see.
You're a fairy. Yeah, it doesn't. So if you guys are in town, or if you'd love to listen to Lorraine channel Queen Mab, she is going to be here. It's a Saturday night. It's August, I think, the 9th or so. It's at 7 o'clock. So she is also going to be teaching a class during the day, Chakra Awakening. And do you want to share a little bit about that? Because I know everybody's really, you know, moving forward into aligning and awakening their chakras. And so,
sure, absolutely. I'd love to talk about Chakra Awakening. Once again, it's a mystery school technique, and it incorporates all the senses. We use scents, essential oils, music, sound, and dance. And we use it to open up the chakras, which are really the connecting points between our spiritual gifts and our physical reality. So we open different aspects of your chakras, whether you're a yogi or whether you're beginning on this path of working with your chakras. It doesn't matter where you are on your spiritual journey. The Chakra Awakening is literally designed to open up wherever you are and take you to a whole other place. So far, I've had the great opportunity to teach this in several other places in the U.S., and everybody has had a really transformational experience. And I must say this, be prepared to move, because it definitely involves moving meditation, which is so connected to this crystal temple. And I just know that everybody who comes will receive some aspect and open up to it that incorporates the healing energy of the chakras with the physical reality that they live in.
Wow, that's going to be, you know, I was just thinking, that's going to be an amazing day, how you do this chakra awakening class, opening, you know, different aspects of your reality, thinning the veils all day, and then go right into a channeling of Queen Mab. Man, Queen Mab is just gonna step right into the temple.
Oh yeah, she definitely starts even beforehand when we do classes like the chakra meditation. And I don't even like calling it a class because it's an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do an activation of the chakras, Queen Mab is definitely happy to follow because she loves music and sound and joy and fun. But Queen Mab, as Queen of the Fairies, also has her serious side. So she's very good at allowing people to connect with their magical gifts, bringing dreams down into the reality, because she is the queen of dreams. And she's also very good at answering personal questions about your life. She's very helpful with very practical advice. So her information ranges from very spiritual to extremely practical. So she very much appreciates when people come prepared with questions, because she's prepared to answer about every single question. And even though I am not extremely present as Lorraine, I do get very pleasant feedback about the sensation she brings to the people who come, which is overall a sense of happiness, health, and well-being.
Well, speaking of answering personal questions, I've yet to have a caller. If you're out there listening, try those phone lines. Get on bbsradio.com, use a call-in number, and let's ask Lorraine a couple of questions because I really want to see what you guys have in store out there. So, you know, I didn't ask you, Lorraine, if anybody was interested in any of these awakenings or they couldn't make it to Portland, and I know that you travel all over, is there anywhere that people can get a hold of you?
Sure. Actually, you can get a hold of me in several places. One is through the International Mystery School headquarters, www.rmmsint.com. And also, of course, you can contact the Crystal Temple and they'll have the information for you as to where I am and where I can be found. And thirdly, the Tree of Light, that is the spiritual center in New Jersey that I am currently, when I am home, using as healing space and an opportunity for people to take classes. So I'm based in the Tri-State area. We have actually a whole team of people, www.rmmsne.com. That's the Rocky Mountain Mystery School Northeast. And my personal center is www.treeoflighthc.com. So there are many ways to get in touch and keep in touch, and I would love to hear by email, phone, whatever way you want to send a message, I'd be happy to hear.
That's awesome. Well, Hi, we have a caller.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
I was calling for a reading.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling a little bit lost as to where I belong in the universe right now.
Can you speak up for me a little bit?
I left New York in 2001 after 9/11, and I've kind of been trying to find my right place and my right space, and I haven't quite found that yet. And I was just wondering what kind of guidance angelically I could get, or from the fairies, or whatever.
I could hardly hear you, but you just said you feel a little bit lost, and you're just asking for a little bit of guidance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay, and your name?
Dawn.
Dawn, what a beautiful name. Dawn, when I listen to your energy, which I hear it vibrating through the phone, even though you are feeling a little ambivalent and confused, and by the way, that does have a little bit to do with the astrology we have going on at this time of year. There's a little bit of confusion around it. But what I do get a great sense of is that you are very connected to the healing arts, and that if you, with the right focus, allowed yourself to be more deeply involved with the healing arts, you would find a greater sense of peace, well-being, and connection with your true self. So I'm not sure where you are on your path right now.
You know, this is very funny. Actually, my father was a doctor, and I have a sister who's a doctor. And I am a strong healer, and but it's not like medical school healing.
No,
I'm just really good about medicine and healing. But I don't know how to really go about it, and I'm actually kind of overshadowed by familial circumstances, if you understand what I mean.
I understand what you mean. You're feeling a little bit divided between, you know, the needs of the family versus your own personal growth and empowerment. And, you know, what I sense from that is you really have to find a way to make some time to explore for yourself the healing arts, even if it's just to come and experience, you know, even if it's just to take an hour of your day and just work on connecting to that healing energy that you hold within your heart. So is there any way you can get a little bit of time freed up to come and visit the Crystal Temple? How far are you from here?
Well, I'm in North Carolina, and my problem right now is finances. It's not that I'm tied down with any personal family things. I'm really free, but it's like I'm not really strongly focused in a career right now that's really profitable, so I'm really feeling stuck, and I'm just trying to feel out how to free myself so I can really be the shining star that I am.
Well, I just get a sense that there is a center very close to you that does yoga and pretty inexpensive type of classes and presentations. So I don't know where you are in North Carolina, but there's a place close to you. That's why I asked if you were close to here, because I sense that there is a place close by where if you look into it, and you're honest about your financial situation, they will help you and work with you as somewhat of an apprentice type of situation. So they will help you in exchange for you helping out somehow. And is there also a universal church close to you?
What's that?
It's a non-denominational church that works with positive affirmations.
You know, actually, I'm an Episcopalian, and I have gone to some of those kind of Unitarian sorts of churches. I don't find that they feed me very much. It seems like they're really very scattered, and I find a lot of them to be really insincere.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to find the one that's right for you, but I just think if you work on the healing abilities that you hold at the right place within your community, that's going to light other aspects of your life and bring in the financial abundance that you're looking for. And I could
mm-hmm.
also see you working with nutrition as well. So,
I stay on the internet and I go to Barnes & Noble, I read. I'm actually an expert on some of these things, actually.
Well,
but it's a matter of trying to make a living with something
like
that.
Now it's bringing it into action. Do you understand what I mean? It's to take it and start working with it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe doing a free lecture at, you know, Barnes & Noble. Or,
right, yeah.
Or, you know, within the community to find that center and to get yourself out there. And, you know, that I think is going to be your key to and essential to your progression. And, you know, you're pretty far from us tonight, but certainly to work with this moon energy, Mercury's retrograde until tomorrow. Tomorrow is one of the greatest times for you to take your plans and to bring them into fruition, to bring them into the earth based on the astrology that we have Mercury going out of retrograde. So tonight, build up the energy, and tomorrow just get started and, you know, just take an affirmative step into action, and you will start to see the rest of the world catch up with you and where you are inside of yourself. Does that help you out, Dawn?
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much.
Thank you for calling. Thanks, Dawn. Have a beautiful night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I want you to explain a little bit more about, because everybody on the planet that's even tuned in knows about Mercury retrograde, because we all have these, like, crazy things. I mean, our copier ended. Like, our copier broke, and people have computer problems, and things just don't work how they're supposed to. Can you talk a little bit about the effects of Mercury retrograde, especially right now?
Absolutely. Being a triple Gemini, I can certainly testify to the effects of Mercury retrograde. You know, it's got a shadow side, I guess you could say, where it affects travel, communications. You know, something that would usually take us an hour to do could take us 4 hours because of traffic or the computer going down or the fax machine not working. Very common sort of things to happen. However, it's got a positive side. It's a really good time for people who owe money or finances to you to pay you back. It's
oh, beautiful.
It's a good time to bring that type of energy in. It's also a good time to rethink old projects that you're working on getting underway and you know, bring them into fruition. It's very much advised that you think before you speak during this time. It's a great time to tie up loose ends on old projects. And, of course, tomorrow, as I mentioned before, we go out of retrograde, so you can tie up all your loose ends and then bring everything forward tomorrow when it goes back forward. But this happens a few times a year, and it lasts about 2 to 3 weeks, and it's usually challenging, but there are really positive aspects. A lot of times you'll have friends and family you haven't seen for years and years suddenly pick up the phone and give you a call.
Oh, well, that helps. Mercury retrograde drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of this astrology, if you learn how to work with it effectively, it's still a little bit crazy, but not as crazy as it is when you don't know what to do about the planetary energy.
So, speaking of planetary energy, is there anything else that you can share with the people listening about this summer solstice and the moon and everything that's coming up? Because I feel like this just huge shift or something is happening.
Well, you know, we have a lot of different planets moving. We are moving from Gemini into Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Sun in Gemini, and we have the Moon in Sagittarius, which is all about fire energy. We have the Sun opposite the Moon, which creates a little bit of a tension between the polarities. We have a double conjunction. We have the Sun and Venus. And basically what's going on is there's a little bit of a struggle within ourselves to be happy versus going deep within the soul. And you know what? You can do both. And if we gather as a group together, we can harness this moon energy to not only manifest something we've been working on possibly since spring or even earlier than that, but also to be willing, because this is a time where we're willing to sacrifice and move into the unknown. So tonight is a night we're going to do a special ceremony that will allow us to release something that's keeping us from being in our full power and step out into the new reality that's being woven as we work together as a group. There's something very powerful about a group of people working together under the full moon, the auspices of the full moon, because full moon contains all the collective rays of the sun. So we are harnessing all of this beautiful energy into magic in reality.
Wow, that's just amazing. You know so much about magic and the elementals and the zodiac. I could pick your brain for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, I love having my brain picked being a Gemini, so pick away.
It's like asking questions on six people.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
And it's always good if we all have the same answer.
That's hilarious. So if you have any questions, we're talking to Lorraine Henrich today. Lorraine's from New Jersey. She has her healing center over there. You can get in touch with her through the Crystal Temple or through the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. Sounds like we have a caller. Perhaps?
Hi, this is Kay.
It's who?
Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, how are you two doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm unfamiliar with Lorraine's readings, so I guess I'll just let you tell me what to do.
You just ask her a question, anything that's on your mind. It helps to know, you know, where approximately you are in the United States.
Okay, I'm in Iowa.
Iowa, okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Do I have to ask a specific question, or can it be? Can she just give me a general reading, or...
Yeah, just, you know, like narrow it down. If it's work, relationships, family, something like that, narrow it down a question.
Well, I'll do one regarding career. I just started a new career. I'm a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took a position. I've been there for 6 months working with sharing a space with a lady. And then there's another position coming open that's going to be with a hospital that maybe I'll have the opportunity to get that.
That you've taken with this lady?
Pardon?
There's a woman that you're working with right now in the same space?
Correct.
Okay. What I see is that it's a good, you know, it's a good springboard for you. I don't see you continuing there beyond 6 months' time. I think what's going to happen is you're going to branch out into something else, and I also see you combining another study with massage. So it's almost as though you're going to do training in another area. It won't be as complicated as the training you did for massage, but it's going to enhance the work that you're doing with your clients. And I also see a community of people kind of rallying around you, helping you and supporting you on your journey, that you'll have lots of support because you've picked the right path for yourself. Does that help?
That helps tremendously, yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You bet. You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank
bye-bye.
You much.
Thanks so much. Have
mm-hmm.
a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So we're talking with Lorraine. If there's any other people out there that would like to have a quick little reading, please feel free to give us a call here at bbsradio.com at any of the call-in numbers. You're listening to Crystal Temple Presents live on BBS Radio. If you want to check out our website, it's www.crystaltemple.org, or you can always give us a call if you're not online. Well, I guess you'd have to be online to listen to the show, huh? But you can always give me a call anyway. The number here is 503-249-0303. So, Miss Lorraine, tell me about, what do you got over there?
Well, I got lots of stuff over here. I'm just deciding what I'd like to say next. Being that Mercury's retrograde and we really need to think before we speak, I was taking pause. But what I wanted to say is that this is really a solar festival that's coming up on midsummer. We're going to work with it tonight under the moon, but it's a real, we're actually going to work with fire and fire energy, and yet at the same time, even though this is a fire time of the year, you know, the sun is hot in most places, it's a little cooler here than it is in New Jersey, but the sun is starting, it's warmest, we're approaching the longest day of the year where the sun is at its height. It's all about fire energy, and you can use fire for transformation and transmutation of all kinds. But this is also a time where we can't forget to honor the water. So fire, when we transform and we transmute, is very important, but we have to balance with water energy, because water is what allows us to have a flow in our lives, and it allows us to move and shift with the changes in a smooth way, where fire can be very pronounced. So I can give you a little example of that. In the hotter parts of this continent, in this world, this is the height of summer, and we pray and honor the rains when they come, because that's what nourishes the earth, and it allows the crops to grow and good things to happen for everybody. So during this time in pagan traditions, there would be bale fires and jumping of the fire, but at the same time, there would also be the dressing of sacred wells. So sacred wells all over Europe and different parts of the world would be dressed with flowers and decorated and honored. This is, by the way, one of the most powerful times to get a psychic reading.
Oh, I bet.
And in particular, this is a time of love and marriage. The whole idea of June wedding ceremonies comes from Midsummer, or Letha, as it is often called. And so this is a great time to find out more about love and relationships. And I don't mean to turn the spotlight away from myself, but I think we have a little feature to this evening. Aren't you going to be doing tarot readings after the moon?
I think I have to do tarot readings since I put Lorraine on the phone today and do readings for all of our callers.
That's why I'm putting Amanda on the spot here.
Yes, I will be available after our full moon magic tonight. I will be available for readings. So if you're in the area and you are interested in coming down, I will definitely be available and more than happy to draw a few cards for you.
Yes, and, you know, it's wonderful with the tarot readings because they allow you to anchor in, harness so much energy, and look at all of your possibilities, make a decision, and then work to create that energy in your life. So it's not a closed door. Whenever we divine the future, what I love about the future is it's filled with possibilities. So if you feel unsure about your life right now, you can consider it an open door to create whatever it is you wish to manifest in your life. So it's exciting not only because of the moon, but even the times that we live in. Recognize this. We are getting closer and closer to 2012. The veils between the worlds are at their thinnest. We can access the spiritual energy so much more effectively than even 10 years ago and have instantaneous cause and effect happen in our lives. So magic is at its height during this time that we live in.
So basically, I mean, like I'm listening and I'm sort of trying to regurgitate, I guess, but you're talking about, like, almost a turning of the wheel and how reinventing yourself in whatever form is becoming easier and easier and easier because of the energy coming to the planet because 2012 is so close.
Absolutely, and it's interesting you use the term turning of the wheel, Amanda, because we are turning the wheel of the year in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And in our ceremony, I don't want to give too much away, but we are actually going to represent that turning of the wheel in a really physical way. So if you come, you'll find out what that is. And if you don't, maybe if Amanda's feeling gracious, she will announce it on the next radio show, exactly
right.
What we did.
And we'll try to take pictures tonight. I hope to get David on the camera to take pictures and get those posted on our website. Our website here at Crystal Temple is crystaltemple.org. And if you have any questions for Lorraine or even myself here, please feel free to get on the bbsradio.com website and use any of those call-in numbers. She likes to take phone calls.
I love the phone. I'm a Gemini, you know.
So what else you got over there? Lorraine, I'm sitting across from Lorraine. She has a huge stack of papers. I'm just looking at her like, whoa.
Yeah, I've got 33 pages of information that I prepared for this particular moon. However, they won't be coming with me to the ceremony. They go right out the window when we do that work because part of magic is having practical and technical knowledge, but a great deal of it is just having faith and just allowing the light to flow through you and just being a pure vessel for that light to flow to make everything happen in a really positive way. But for now, I can have my notes. So it's a good thing. So I'm going to give you a little quote from, you know, what we do in this ceremony is we take some ancient traditions and some esoteric information and we kind of weave everything together and make it one ceremony. So there was one beautiful lady. She was a great channel. She channeled a Tibetan master known as Dwal Kul, and her name is Alice Bailey. And this is what she says about the moon energy. So, you know, it reminds us, as I read this quote, to not only remember what we need to create in our own personal lives, but to take that light and know that you're sending that out to the whole planet. So this is a keynote of the full moon. This is her quote. He who faces the light and stands within its radiance is blinded to the issues of the world of men. He passes on the lighted way to the great center of absorption, But he who feels the urge to pass that way, yet loves his brother on the darkened path, revolves upon the pedestal of light and turns the other way. He faces towards the dark, and then the seven points of light within himself transmit the outward streaming light, and lo, the face of those upon the darkened way receives that light. For them the way is not so dark. Behind the warriors, twixt the light and dark, blazes the light of the hierarchy.
That's really beautiful. And that was by Alice Bailey?
That's by Alice Bailey. And, you know, we talk about the seven points of light within ourselves, and those seven points of light are connected not only to our seven chakra centers on our body, but also to the seven rays of light that created this earth that corresponds to the spiritual dimensions of reality.
And she talks about the seven points of light in the Great Invocation as well, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She talks about the light streaming into the consciousness of men and then streaming out into the world. And actually, this evening, we will be together saying the Great Invocation. So it would be a beautiful thing for you to join us.
Sounds like we have a caller.
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
I'm in
Donna.
Colorado.
I'm in what?
I'm in Colorado.
You're in Colorado. Great.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the mountains.
A beautiful place to be.
It's gorgeous.
What's your question for Lorraine?
I just was wondering, I don't know, I'm trying to decide if I should move and stay with the same partner or if I should stay and try to work it out.
Well, at this time, what I'm reading in your energy is it would be not a most favorable time for you to leave, that there are certain contracts and aspects in your life that you need to complete before you move on. So you need to, one more time, and it might be hard for you to put yourself out there to this person. And if you have not already worked with counseling, although you might have made several attempts, are you working on counseling right now?
No.
Okay. Well, counseling might work if this person that you're with right now is not interested to grow, you will need to move on. But right now and over the next few months, you need to make a little bit of an effort to try to work it out one more time. And you are, it seems as though the energy around you is a little bit confused, and confusion is not a bad thing. I mentioned that before on the radio. This is really a time where we're able to heal the confusion within ourselves, but it's going to take you, you know, a few months to feel stronger within yourself to go forward, or to stay where you are and feel really good about that. So this is a time not only for self-healing, but it's also a really good time to try to communicate and express your needs to your partner and be honest, you know, really express those needs. And if they fall on deaf ears, then you can really consider taking a different step.
Right.
Does that help?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, great.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much, Donna. Have a beautiful night.
You too.
So, any other callers out there that have any other questions can sure give me a call at any of the call-in numbers at bbsradio.com. This is Amanda Jones. I am hosting here with Crystal Temple Presents, and my guest today is Lorraine. Taking callers, and she's talking about the moon tonight and 2012 and the zodiac. And what else have we covered?
Oh, the elementals. We can't forget the fairies, the elves, the gnomes, the trolls. And, you know, I like to talk about them a little bit.
Sure.
They are really the essence of our elements. And when we work with those elemental beings, we are really much better equipped to harness spiritual energy into reality. Because a lot of us are very good at meditating, and we're very good at thinking, but when it comes to our physical reality, it doesn't match what's going on in that bright and beautiful inner world that we all carry. And the elementals, if we learn how to connect with them and really work with them, they can change our lives.
Yeah. Do we have a caller?
Yes, you do. My name's Jim from Florida.
Tim?
Hi, Tim.
Hi. I just have a quick question. It's getting late in the hour.
Sure.
Wondering if you see any changes coming up for me for the second half of the year, because I feel I should, I'm having trouble making decisions with my life right now.
Is there something going on with the career, or is it more a relationship?
Nothing's happening in all of the above. I'm divorced, and I'm not working.
Okay, because I see you stepping into a really huge new beginning, and I see that going on in 2009. I know that seems a little far off, but I feel like this whole rest of the year is going to be preparation for that moment. So if you're being invited to do some training, or if there's some training you can go through that takes you in a different direction than you had been in career-wise, it would be a really fortuitous time. This is also a really good time to work a little bit on your confidence and your persona, you know, the way you present yourself to the world, because I see you shifting that up a little bit, and in ways you might not even imagine right now. I see somebody who's like a coach, a person who will work on coaching you, and I'm not sure if this person's going to be professional or just a really good friend who comes your way. She is female. I don't see romance around that. But I do see her being a big help. It's like she's like a big sister to you. And if she's not already in your reality, she'll be coming in real soon, and she's going to really pitch in and get you ready for 2009, because it's going to be a big year for you.
Okay.
Does that help you a little bit?
And anything with the relationship-wise, like meeting somebody?
Yeah, I see you dating. I see with the help of this coaching kind of person, you're going to start dating and getting yourself out there. And frankly, I see you having a pretty good time with just dating, because it's almost like you've had a little bit of a dry spell. And, you know, you may be shift to a place where you'll just want to date for a little while, because you'll enjoy that experience and it'll open you up. And I don't see, you know, the one-on-one relationship happening right away. I see some dating going on first.
Okay, great. And do you see me staying in Florida, or I'm thinking of, I just have this urge to move down south, just to get out of Florida, like Costa Rica or something, but I haven't even vacationed there yet, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I recommend that you use this year to explore some of those options, and so you might want to do a trip out there, or connect out there somehow, just start connecting with the new beginnings. And if you shift as quickly, if you shift more quickly than it looks like you're going to right now, a move may be in store for you. But I just, you know, once again, I see you really taking inventory of the way you live, and really just turning that around in a way that you'll really be excited and happy about. And I see you getting assistance from somebody kind of like a coach.
Okay, perfect.
How close are you to Fort Myers?
I'm on the East Coast. I'm probably like a couple, well, probably like 2.5 hours away.
Okay.
Is that where
you're
at?
I was just going to recommend you link up with, you know, a spiritual center of some kind. That might help, just working with a little bit of meditation, because, you know, when we see these possibilities for people, it's really important that we also recognize that they understand it takes a little work on their part to make that happen. So I don't want you to think, I've got everything set, without doing the personal work. But it looks to me like you're really willing to work on completely changing everything, and that's exciting.
Yes. So there's something in Fort Myers I should pursue, or are you just...
Well, there's actually a spiritual center out there called Sacred Space.
Okay.
It's www.sacredspaceflorida.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you should check it out, because they do a lot of incredible work, and it's a really strong community, and they may be providing or offering you something pretty inspirational.
Okay, I'll check that out. Well, thanks for all your help, and I appreciate that good advice you gave me.
Well, you are quite welcome. Have a beautiful, blessed full moon.
You too. Enjoy it tonight. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, it looks like, I'm looking at the clock, we got about 10 minutes left, and there's a few things coming up I wanted to let everybody know about. Next Wednesday, We are going to have Mr. Bill Magic on the line. He's going to talk about hoodoo. Now, this man is an expert. He's from Texas. He's studied hoodoo all of his life in Santeria, and he knows more about that than I could even imagine. And he's going to be talking about the tarot and hoodoo magic. And we also are hosting next week at 7, Almarea Dream Seed. Now, some of you may have heard of Almarea before. He, I think his center or his sort of like launching pad is in the Mount Shasta area. And he is incredible. And I am just so excited to be hosting him. His, I'm looking for his website. His website is www.synergisticscode.com. I'll spell that because I can't read it, obviously. It's synergisticscode.com. And he's going to be here next week doing Awakening the Lotus Heart Activations. It's $40. Starts at 7 o'clock, probably go until about 10. And so if you're in the area, if you're in the neighborhood, definitely come by because he's just amazing. And I tried to get him on the radio, but I haven't been able to get a hold of him since we booked him. He's just so busy. But I wanted to let you know that he's here. And if he is here earlier that evening, I'll throw him on the radio with Bill, and we'll see what happens because it'll be interesting for sure. And then next week, David, this weekend we're really booked. We're hosting a private event, the first time ever that the Crystal Temple is closed for 3 days, which is exciting. But next weekend, David is doing his prosperity class, and he has taken all of his training and all of, you know, everything like The Secret and What the Bleep, you know, those movies, and put it all together into this five-hour, like, intensive workshop where you do ritual and you do ceremony and you do candle burning, and you really change the matrix in your life to really step into your flow and abundance and prosperity. And it's just amazing the way that he's done this. So that's next Saturday, the 28th, followed by DNA activation night, where we'll talk about the DNA activation, and we'll do activations and energy work for $40. And then next Sunday, we're hosting Tom Lang, who plays the didgeridoo, and he travels all up and down the West Coast playing the Tibetan bowls and the didgeridoo, and he's just amazing. So a lot of cool stuff coming up here at the temple. And something that I wanted to share with all of you, in September, and I know you're all sort of like scattered around the country, but in September we are going to be doing this thing called Transformation Week, and it's 5 days. It's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it is chock full from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. of classes, activations. I'm like lost for even words. Workshops, coaching sessions. And this workshop, if you're in a phase of transformation or you want to change and you really want to step into your empowerment, this week is for you. And it's 5 days. It's really relatively expensive. Portland is a beautiful city, and we're going to be doing some really fun things inside and outside, and traveling all around and talking to all of the elementals that Lorraine got introduced to. So if you're interested in that at all, please, please, please get a hold of me. My number here, 503-249-0303. I'd love to send you a brochure or some information on it. And you can always check out our website. I know it doesn't have a lot of information on Transformation Week up there, but it is up there, www.crystaltemple.org. So we have a few more minutes left. If there's another caller out there who'd like a quick reading, please give us a call. And do you have anything to add? We got about five or six more minutes left here.
Well, I just want to add a little bit about the Crystal Temple because I have traveled pretty extensively through the U.S. and Canada and Ireland, and I've been to South America and a few other places, some for leisurely reasons and others for teaching purposes, which to me is just one of my greatest joys, because the more I do it, the more I recognize it's just helping people to remember what they already know, and I learn so much. But Crystal Temple is probably one of the most magical places in the world that I've ever been to. you just step into the temple, and you can feel the love of all the masters, angels, elementals, and beings who are here so strongly, and the love that Dave and Amanda, who really founded this temple, and the community, you can just feel it when you step in. You feel this big, beautiful heart, crystal energy everywhere, and water energy as well. So it's refreshing, heart-opening, transformational, and incredible. So really, even if I were asked to come and sweep the floor here, I would probably do it, because it's a great opportunity just to sit in the energy. So really, anything going on here, I'd say thumbs up. You know, get a chance to come to one of the hidden wonders of the world, and wherever you are, because it's really inexpensive to stay out here, and there's so much to do. And then, you know, you can also study with some of the greatest teachers on this planet here, because Dave and Amanda are amazing teachers themselves, and they host a lot of people from all over the world to be here. So this is really a school of healing arts, you know, and I have to say, one thing I must say is that I couldn't imagine being anywhere else on this full moon night than here.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Lorraine. And if anybody is interested, we're always welcoming anyone, but if you come in from out of town, please let me know, because we do have a group rate at a very close hotel. The rooms are beautiful. They have a hot breakfast, and I would be more than happy to forward that information for anybody who's signing up for a program here. They are wonderful people over there. So any last callers, hurry quick, call in, bbsradio.com. And let me see if there's anything else coming up. Let's see. Next month in July, we have Elizabeth Selden coming. She owns the White Lotus down in L.A., and she's going to be doing some magic here and be on the radio show. And August, Lorraine will be back. September, we're doing Transformation Week. And October, we are hosting a whole slew of master teachers for 10 days of training. And so they're coming in from Japan, Ireland, all over the United States. And so if you are interested at all in taking part of this 10-day, like, extravaganza, please, please give me a call. There's a couple prerequisites for a couple of the programs. There's no prerequisites for others. And it truly is a life-changing event. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening today. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and we will catch up with you guys next week, 5 o'clock, right here on Crystal Temple Presents. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.